He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's January the 8th. The market continues to set its tone for the year. And I think maybe by the end of this week, we'll at least have a good feel, like I said yesterday, for whether or not the market's going to pick up where it left off in 2013, or whether someone else is going to grab the baton and run with it for a while. So far, all indications are it's status quo. But we continue to watch every day all the nuances, all the little individual stocks and the sectors and the asset classes, just to make sure they're behaving themselves and don't need to be put into timeout. Today we have the Dow down 63 points at the open. It's at 16,467, a stronger than expected ADP report is getting credit today for today's drop in the Dow, because the thought is now Yellen. That's going to take some time to get used to. So used to saying Bernanke, Yellen's going to have to decide whether or not to taper or not. Well, we're going to find out. We're going to get some Fed minutes here, I believe, today. The S&P 500 down almost 2 points right now. The S&P is at 1,836. The NASDAQ, however, take note of this, the leading index from last year, the NASDAQ is up almost 5 points, over 5 points now. The NASDAQ is at 4,158, and I do own a lot of NASDAQ stocks right now. Gold is down about to $7 per ounce. Gold is at $1,221, and interest rates 2.98%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where again the market continues to set its tone for 2014. Last year at this time, well, in fact, the Wall Street Journal is reporting today that small caps were the big winners in 2013. I wonder what they were reporting last year at this time. Were they saying, hey, we think small caps are going to be the best place to be in 2013, but you know what? You kind of get the news after the fact. Okay, small caps were big winners. Did that help me? Well, it did if you were invested in small caps and somebody had you invested in small caps. They did awfully well last year. I think the leading mutual fund overall was a micro cap fund, which was up 78.6% last year. But you know what? I'm pretty proud of my 40, right around there. 39 to 42, somewhere in there. I haven't finished my audit yet on my aggressive growth account. I'll put that up against anybody. I'm pretty proud of that return that we had in 2013. But you know what? I think we have to temper our expectations a little bit this year. Although, we're going to look for opportunities. If we have to get a leveraged ETF one way or the other to try to make money this year, we're going to do whatever it takes to try to either protect during down times or make money if we get any kind of a wind at our backs here in the market once again. We got numbers out of Europe today. Not good. You know, here's what I think we should do. I think we should study Europe and what they did and what they did wrong and how they got themselves into the pickle that they're in today. And then I think we should not do what they did. Here's where the pickle is that they're at today. Their Eurozone unemployment rate is 12.1%. Of course, we're in the, what, low sevens right now? 12.1% in the Eurozone. Italy leads the pack with unemployment at 12.7%. Now it gets even worse. Youth unemployment. You got any youth laying around on your couch at home that can't find jobs? Well, thank God they're not in Italy. 41.6% is the unemployment rate amongst youth in Italy. So what are they doing with their time? Probably getting into trouble. I don't know. But work is a good thing, in my opinion. Work is a blessing. Work takes our minds off other things and other troubles, and it's good to be working and creating and helping other people, in my opinion. And I just don't know about those youth, 41% unemployment. What did they do wrong in Europe? Well, I think some studies should be made. I know for one, they spent a little bit too much, and they got themselves into big pickles in Greece and in Italy, Portugal, Spain. They couldn't keep up. They couldn't meet the demand for all the promises that they had made. And now all these people are suffering and paying the price and suffering the consequences of it. Whatever they did, we should go a different direction and not do what they did in Europe. Well, we have today Twitter being cut again to a cell by another firm. I'm the guy who said give Twitter a year and then let's reevaluate it. And it has been a pretty good IPO. You know, it went out at 38, it's been up to 60. A lot of people were clamoring to buy it at 60. And now it's floundering and getting one downgrade after another. Why? Valuation. The valuation is astronomical. The earnings are just not there yet. Will they be there someday? Maybe. At that point in time, we'll put some numbers to it and come up with the valuation. But right now, you can't even put a valuation on this thing. Nobody has a clue as to where the earnings will be. In fact, the latest earnings estimates for next year. Let's take a look at next year's earnings estimates. That's what I look at in my valuation formulas. We have Twitter with earnings expectations of negative 4 cents per share next year. So there's a big question mark out there. And I'm just not a fan of buying into IPOs. Sometimes they pan out. But the odds really are stacked against you. The probabilities are stacked against you if you look at the long-term history of IPOs. And I just think that giving a company a chance to prove themselves, to create a track record. A track record can be looked at. It's something tangible that we can sink our teeth into. We can say, see, this company over the last year has grown their earnings by 67%. But right now we can't say that about Twitter. And we can say, see, Twitter, the stock is up 102% over the last 12 months. The shareholders are being rewarded for being shareholders of Twitter. We can't say that about Twitter right now. So yeah, you're going to miss a few big winners, but I just think it's better to invest in track records and in companies that you can put a valuation on. So for that reason, I don't own any Twitter shares. I haven't bought any Twitter shares. I was tempted, I will admit, as it got to 60, I started to get the Twitter bug. You know, it's funny how when something, a little bubble starts to happen, rational people start to think irrationally. I better get on before there's not much space left on this cable car or this bus. I better get on before it leaves the station. It's going to leave the station without me, and we do irrational things. I wasn't that close to buying Twitter, but the thought crossed my mind a couple times. I could be a big hero here. Buy some Twitter shares in my conservative growth accounts. That might really juice my returns in 2014. But just like the cheese ball on the holiday table that we have to resist, I resisted the urge to put some Twitter into my portfolios. We have a company today that last year, I was over in the Phoenix area for spring training, which I plan a trip again this year, usually a couple trips, to the Magic Kingdom of baseball in the spring time, where all the players gather. And I was a guest on Fox Business Channel, the national Fox Business Channel, with Liz Claman. And they wanted me to talk about the sin stock. So what did I do? I did a little screen. What are my top-ranked sin stocks right now? and one of them was Constellation Brands. And even though I didn't own it at the time, it definitely had all the characteristics of a best stock now. That was March of 2013. You can look for yourself where that stock was 1 year ago and where it is today. It's bursting out to new all-time highs. Liz Claman, I'm here. I'm ready for a second date. Actually, I've been on several times with Liz Claman, but anytime, if you want another good stock, you know where to come. The Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, and a little bit foggy. Kind of an interesting sunrise here today. A little bit foggy, really creepy here with like sun rays coming through the buildings and whatnot. But you know, it's nice to be up early, watch the city wake up, and the market has woken up. And it's off and it's running. I don't know what happened here. I'm going to look it up during the next break. But I just had a huge bump in my account's total value during the commercial break. And I don't know what it was. There must be a couple of our best stocks now that are busting loose again today. I'll take it. We're hitting new all-time highs at Gunderson Capital Management this morning. You know, there's a stock that I've never owned. I don't know why I've never owned this stock. Once in a while, normally, the stocks I feature on my radio show are stocks that I own. I eat my own cooking. When I talk about stocks, I also have assets invested in these stocks because I believe in them. I don't do something else. I practice what I preach. And I find that if I buy stocks that are undervalued, that are some of the best performers in the market, that have good management teams, that have put money in shareholders' pockets over the years, I just find that I'm more comfortable owning stocks like that than duds. Big duds. And there's a lot of big duds out there. There's a lot of mediocrity in my business, in my industry, and in the stock market. I mean, look at the market. Out of 37, almost 3,800 stocks that I follow now, only about 200 or 300 of them make the cut at any given time. And one that I don't know why, I've never owned this thing, but I sure am tempted this year to finally put it away, is a company headquartered in Elgin, Illinois. I'll have to ask my salesman here, Craig Munson, one of my assistants, where Elgin is. He's from DeKalb, Illinois. Pretty familiar with that whole Chicago area. I'm sure it's cold this morning in Elgin, Illinois. In fact, we'll look it up on the Weather Channel, what the temperature is right now in Elgin, Illinois. But there's a company there that kind of makes the picks and the shovels and the pans for the gold miners. Here's what I mean by that. You know, during the big boom of 1849, which I wasn't around to witness here in California, but I do know that there's a football team that got their name from that big boom. That's the only reason I know about it, Colin Kaepernick and Joe Montana and Steve Young and whatnot. Well, there was a boom with gold, and the ones that really made the money were the ones that were selling the picks and the shovels and even the Levi's to the gold miners. And very few gold miners made much money from that boom. A few did, but most of them moved on. But the guys that made the picks and the shovels and the Levi's, they cleaned up. Well, here's a company that in a way makes the picks and the shovels and the Levi's for the restaurateurs, the risk takers. I've watched the business world over the years. I think it's big risk opening a restaurant. We have a little center across from us that used to be the police station here in San Diego. And they converted it after many years of sitting dormant. Beautiful architecture, old Spanish colonial style architecture, like a mission, Spanish mission. They finally converted it to a nice little high-end shopping mall. This is not shopping mall, about 10 shops in there, and about 4 or 5 restaurants, including the Cheesecake Factory, which isn't good. It's not good to have a Cheesecake Factory across the street from you. Just let me tell you. But anyways, it's, to me, high risk opening up a restaurant. It's not something I ever want to do. Whenever that thought enters into my head, I think, you know what, get rid of that thought real quick. I just think it's tough business. It's a tough business. But you know who makes money no matter whether the restaurant makes it or fails? A company in Elgin, Illinois named Middleby Corp. They manufacture a broad line of cooking and warming equipment used in hotels, restaurants, and other institutions. And one of their specialties is pizza ovens. Do you know that two of the hottest stocks in the market right now, and they qualify as best stock, at least one of them does, Papa John's does, PZZA. Of course, with the NFL playoffs going on, they're right in their sweet spot, along with the avocado growers and the guacamole seasoning makers. Good time of year. They're sitting fat right now with these playoffs going on. But Middleby makes the ovens that Domino's uses. That was a great stock, too. They make the ovens that Papa John's uses, probably. I'm not sure of this, but they do make pizza ovens. I'm just assuming that there's some of their equipment in all of these fast food pizza restaurants across America. We have a new pizza joint across from us in that said center. Well, it's owned by a celebrity, Mario Bertoli. Because Mario Bertoli's name is on the restaurant as an owner, they can charge $16 for a single serving pizza. And they can charge like $18 for a little antipasto salad. Because it's got Mario Bertoli's name on it, they get a lot extra. Now, do they have Middleby equipment? It didn't look like it to me. They got wood-burning ovens. I don't know if Middleby does that. But Middleby has been a fantastic stock. Just a fantastic stock. Did I say fantastic? Over the years. Let's look it up. The numbers don't lie. The numbers speak for themselves. What is wrong today? There we go. The app was a little bit funny there. Got to zoom it in. Look at this thing. It's unbelievable. Over the last 10 years, this little company in Elgin, Illinois, has delivered almost 30% per year to investors. And I'm sure a lot of pizzas have been delivered from their pizza ovens. Over the last 5 years, this stock has delivered 54% per year. Why haven't I owned this stock? Maybe I should lay down on a couch here and have somebody analyze me and find out if I'm okay. Maybe I'm coming down with something. I better check. Over the last 3 years, Middleby has delivered 42% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 13. Over the last 12 months, Middleby's up 93%. You know, next time you go to a restaurant, just look around in the kitchen and all the stainless steel and equipment you see. Stuff that's not in my kitchen. I'd love to have some of that stuff in my kitchen. It looks pretty fun to deal with. You can watch any of these cooking shows. I bet that's had a lot to do with this boom in high-end, fancy restaurant equipment stuff. But Middleby has really delivered the goods over the years. In fact, when I look at all the stocks out there, it gets a performance grade of A from a performance point of view. Valuation passes my valuation test. 93% upside potential still. The beat continues to go on at Middleby. Over the next 5 years, it's expected to grow by 21% per year. Out of 3,775 stocks in my database, Middleby is ranked number 3. Why have I never owned this stock? Maybe I will in 2014. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, I looked up my accounts here. What happened here in the last hour, in the last 15 minutes? They just blew up to the upside, and I figured it out. It's Yelp. Look at Yelp. I'm yelping about it. That's one of my biggest holdings. It's Pandora blowing up again to the upside. Holy cow, these internet stocks, these stocks of today. These are the best stocks now. If you've got GE and Microsoft and Cisco in your portfolio, they were great stocks at one time. But are they really the market leaders in today's world? I'm sorry, you're never going to convince me of that. And I know if I walk down the hall here, if I can find a broker in the large institutional office down the hall of a national firm, you could shoot a cannon down there around 9 a.m., 10 a.m., not hit anybody in the broker's offices, but they've got their people either in asset allocations or they're chock full of General Electric and Microsoft and Cisco and all the big names of yesteryear. That's just the way I see it. Call me a radical if you want, but that's the way I see it. By the way, I checked the temperature in Elgin, Illinois right now. It's 1 degree. And, of course, my listeners in St. Paul, Minnesota said, oh, boy, I wish I was there. Warm up a little bit. Even Atlanta. I saw the news on Atlanta last night. What is going on? I guess it's global warming. What are those scientists? They're trapped in the ice. They can't get out. They're global warming scientists trapped in the ice in the Antarctic. Anyway, so much for Nobel Prizes, right? Well, anyways, the market is setting the tone. It's setting a good tone right now. It looks like the technology stocks. It looks like there's this rush to get in. It's been Pandora, and it's been Yelp, and it's been TripAdvisor. All of these stocks that are in Gunderson's best stocks now model portfolios. You know what? I narrow it down to the best 25 or 30. That's all that makes it into that portfolio. And several of these stocks are just booming and exploding to the upside as we begin 2014. Well, a few days don't a trend make, and that's all you can do is take it a day at a time. We'll have some new articles out on the street here soon. We're working on several. Our first article of 2014 was on VRX. Valeant Pharmaceuticals. We put that article out, I believe, on January the 3rd. It had 12,000 page views on MarketWatch. It was the biggest winner in the market, one of the biggest winners, if not the biggest winner in the market, yesterday. And it's up again today, although it's backing off. It's hitting new all-time highs. So, you know what? We strive, we work hard, we do our best to zero in. I've often likened it, I'm sure the people in Elgin, Illinois can relate to this, but when I was like in high school and whatnot, my dad liked to hunt. He grew up, he was a hunter. Ducks, pheasants, bring back a deer every year. I've eaten deer salami, deer spaghetti. Pheasant on the rotisserie is quite delicious. But we would go pheasant hunting in the fall, November time. I'm going to Idaho this year. That's where the pheasants are. I got a son-in-law in Idaho. I told him, by November, I want you to figure out where I can go pheasant hunting. But we had a little hunting dog, a Brittany Spaniel. Cute little fella. He lived in our condo with us. Not good to have a hunting dog living in a condo. Caused all kinds of grief in the family. My mother always on me. When are you getting rid of that hunting dog? And when that dog, I got my mother, just to calm her down, I got her a pound of See's chocolates for, I think it was Mother's Day. And we go to church, and we come back from church, and there's little brown wrappers all over the house, all up and down the stairs. That little hunting dog ate a pound of See's chocolates while we were at church that day. That didn't really enamor him anymore with my mother. But anyways, when we would go hunting, the hunting dog would enter into that alfalfa field over the Imperial Valley. Oh, I love the smell of alfalfa in the morning. Nothing like it when the dew hits it. Anyways, his little nose would be going like crazy, and he'd be going in and out and around, and all of a sudden, he'd pick up a scent of something. And he would go, just by instinct, he would start to circle, big circles. And each circle would get smaller and smaller and smaller, and then he would stop. And he would lift one little leg, and his nose would point right where that pheasant was. And that poor pheasant was cornered. And, you know, I liken it to the stock market. It's, you got to circle around. There's 3,700 stocks in that alfalfa field that we begin with, and they're hidden underneath the surface. We got to find those big rooster pheasants that taste so good on the rotisserie when all is said and done. And when you spot one, you know, you can't own just one either. I try to make each position like, you know, 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio. But one that I lifted my little leg on here recently and my nose pointed to last year or sometime was Yelp. You know, the power of Yelp, it's powerful. You better have a good Yelp score. A bad Yelp score can ruin. We're kind of on a restaurant theme here today. We talked about pizza ovens. We talked about Elgin, Illinois, where Middleby is headquartered, where it's 1 degree this morning and those people are trudging to work. Well, Yelp, they've got it a little easier. They're headquartered in San Francisco. I'm sure it's probably in the 50s, at least up in the Bay Area. But Yelp came up with a really good idea. Go to a restaurant. If you don't like it, tell other people about it. If you like it, tell other people about it. And after a while, you get a Yelp score. And these restaurants know that they've got a pretty good demographic here because people going to Yelp are probably looking to go out to eat to dinner or to stay at a hotel. So they love to advertise on Yelp because this is the demographic that they're after. So it's a very powerful tool that has become a part of our life. Google was not a part of our vocabulary when I was growing up. There was no such word. Yelp was, I want to say a little puppy used to yelp. Maybe that's where they came up with the name. Now there's a company named Splunk. What's a Splunk? But anyways, Yelp came public in 2012 at $12 a share. That thing's $78 a share. I told you this was an important company, just like TripAdvisor is. If you get bad scores on TripAdvisor, you're sunk. If somebody finds bed bugs and they Yelp about it or they TripAdvisor about it, that's not good for business. You got to get rid of those reviews. And you can't get rid of those reviews because these are reviews by customers who are looking from the outside in and judging you and reporting back. I Yelp from time to time, whether I have a good experience or whether I have a bad experience. Yelp is up 244% in the last 12 months. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure I have an article out there on Yelp. I'm going to check it today because it has been a stock that has been in my portfolios. Let's see, I can look right here. DeView Bills Analysis. Okay, we analyzed it back in November. This is all on the app. Back in September, I analyzed it. I don't know if I do have an article on Yelp. I'm going to have to check on that one. But anyways, Yelp is busting loose today. Yelp is one of the top performing stocks in the market. That's one of the very first characteristics. And when I look at stocks, and I look at hundreds and even thousands of charts a day, I get a good feel for which stocks are moving and which stocks are not moving. Someone said yesterday, I think I sent out 5 or 6 tweets. Another name that didn't exist, Twitter. There was no Twitter when I was growing up. Now we tweet. I've heard of Tweety Birds. I remember Tweety Birds when I was growing up. But look how times are changing on us. Anyways, I sent out about 5 or 6 tweets yesterday on stocks that were breaking out to new highs. And I added one of them. I bought some more of it yesterday. I bought some more Pandora yesterday. And this guy wrote back. He says, "You're brave buying stocks hitting new highs." And I said, "Well, I'd rather buy stocks hitting new highs than stocks that are hitting new lows. I would rather buy into strength as opposed to weakness." And that's just me. I mean, everybody has to, over time, determine for themselves which way they want to go. You can call me anything you want, but don't call me a contrarian. I'm not a guy who goes the opposite way, although I kind of am, because I don't know many people that were 100% invested in small and mid-cap stocks last year. Instead, they spread it all over the world. Anyways, Yelp right now is a best stock now. That is one of the prettiest stock charts you're ever going to see, and one of the biggest winners in the market today. We'll be right back. I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, on various markets throughout America. I know we have added Miami, Florida, lately. So happy to be broadcasting down there. And we're from Miami to Honolulu. How many miles does that encompass? That's a long flight. What is it, 10 hours, something like that? Maybe you go the other way. I don't know. Maybe you fly east instead of west to Honolulu from Miami. But we drive real hard every morning. Of course, we're in a lot of different time zones, and some time zones were heard live. I broadcast live every morning, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're in different markets across America. So, you know, different. Sometimes you're getting a replay of yesterday. So, but, you know, this stuff's not really, it doesn't. Not like that time, sensitive. These are great stocks, in my opinion, and these are the best stocks now. And I don't make recommendations. I give examples of what I consider to be the best stocks in the market. We talked earlier in the show about Europe and about their 12.7% unemployment rate in the Eurozone. And we talked about Italy that has a 12.6%, 12.7. The Eurozone's 12.1. But the youth unemployment in Italy, 41.6%. Wow. And I just say, you know, whatever they did, you want to do something different. You don't want to go down the same road. They should do a government study. They're good at that. Government's good at doing studies. Let's do a study on what they did wrong. And let's not do what they did. That's devastating. Just devastating to an entire generation who can't find a job. The Wall Street Journal, we talked a little bit about that. They are now claiming that 2013 was the year of small caps. Well, it's always good to look in your rearview mirror and make that pronouncement. I don't know what they were saying last year at this time, but it was the year of small caps. And as I look on the poster that hangs on my wall here in my office, I have a blow-up of a picture of the app from this time last year of the leading asset classes. And at the top of that ladder, at the top of that leaderboard, were the small and mid-cap stocks. And as we begin 2014, they're still at the top. U.S. stocks made in the USA. Made in the USA is the theme for the stock market right now. It will end at some point in time. And it's stocks of all shapes and sizes, but mainly mid and small cap stocks. And we find out now from the Wall Street Journal that they were the leaders in 2013. I talked a little bit about Constellation Brands, which I was on the Fox Business Channel almost a year ago. And it was one of my favorite sin stocks at that time. Constellation Brands has all kinds of, you know, Corona beer and I don't know, a bunch of stuff. Different brands. I'm not an imbiber, so I'm not really that familiar with this kind of thing. But they had me talking about the sin stocks. You know what? Best stocks now criteria apply to any kind of stock. Constellation Brands, well, let's just take a look how it's done here over the last 12 months. Liz, I was on there several times with her, and I don't think I ever gave them a loser. let's see, Constellation Brands, STZ. It's real easy to look up the performance on the stock. Over the last 12 months, Constellation Brands is up 92.1%. That's 90%. That's 90 proof alcohol there, boy. That's some good stuff. So anyways, Constellation Brands is in the news today. Earnings, blowaway estimates, stock exploding again to the upside. We talked about Middleby, a company in Elgin, Illinois, where it's 1 degree today, that makes restaurant equipment. And I likened it to the guys that made the pans and the picks and the shovels and the Levi's and the hats for the gold miners. Restaurants are littered with companies that don't make it. I'm sure Middleby must have some way of getting their money up front or guaranteeing their money up front in case the restaurant fails. But Middleby, from where I sit, they probably make money no matter what, whether the restaurant fails or not. Somebody's going to end up owning a bunch of pizza equipment and ovens and all kinds of fry pans and ranges and whatnot that was made by Middleby. That stock has been an incredible stock over time, and it's one of the few that I've talked about here on the show in the last year that I actually do not own but wish I did own, and I don't know why I never bought it. I don't know, and it continues to be a great stock. We talked about Yelp, how important Yelp is in today's world, and how it's one of the best stock charts in the entire market right now, and how it's a big holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. So, you know what, when the show's over, I've got my database sorted. We've got about 3,700 to go through. Right now I'm looking at the top-ranked mutual funds to see if there's anything. I'd see that my Buffalo Small Cap Micro Cap Fund was up 61% last year. Not bad. Micro caps had a very, very good year. By contrast, here's the difference. The Bond Fund of America was flat for the year. How important is it to be in the right asset classes? It's another one. The Lord Abbott Bond Fund, up 4.7%. In my database, the biggest winning mutual fund last year was the ProFunds Juiced Biotech Fund. It's leveraged 2-to-1. It was up 116% last year. It's important to be in the right asset classes, and it's important to be in the right sectors of the market. I see Fidelity's gold fund was negative last year. So you got to be in the right areas of the market. Interesting to look at how these mutual funds, the Ginny Mae fund, Fidelity, minus 2.8% on the year. Fidelity investment grade bond, minus 2.3% on the year. By contrast, Fidelity Healthcare Fund up 46% last year. How important is it to be in the right sectors and the right asset classes of the market? Well, that's what we strive to do here every single day. I report on it every week in my newsletter. You can get 4 free issues, pwstreet.com. Or if you're looking for a money manager, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.